Hi, welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and on this podcast, we give you expert advice so you can have an extraordinary sex life. You can find a complete podcast archive over at pleasuremechanics.com. When you are ready to master new erotic skills, our online courses offer you the chance to do so at your own pace in the privacy of your own home with our expert guidance. What could be better? Use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off the online course of your choice and get started when you are ready. On today's episode, we are going to be celebrating Valentine's Day, but really whenever you're listening to this, it is the perfect time to talk about epic sex. What do we mean when we talk about having an epic Valentine's Day? Well, over at pleasuremechanics.com, you will find a 10-step plan for a fabulous, epic Valentine's Day date, which of course you can use to plan a date for any night of the year. You can find that 10-step plan over at pleasuremechanics.com. Go to the podcast archive and look for episode 170. That is epic in and of itself. But on today's episode, we want to talk about what this idea of epic sex, epic dates, epic romance, what does this word epic mean? What does it mean to take your sex life to that level, even as an idea? Charlotte, what do you think?
I think a lot of epic moments we have in life, there are those that are spontaneous and then there are those that are planned. And I think it's important that we notice this. For instance, massive birthday celebrations, weddings. People experience these as peak moments in life because they have had so much energy and attention and romance and story and meaning and significance.
And ritual.
Yeah, put into those moments. And there is effort and then there is a payoff. And I think that we can learn from those moments and think about if we were to bring that amount of energy and attention to planning and creating epic sex moments, that we could have an extraordinary sex life.
And part of this is about permission. We're given a lot of cultural permission to plan a wedding and put a lot of money and resources and time into it. People are expected to spend a year planning a wedding. And we're not really given permission to put that much energy and attention into our sex life. It's supposed to be spontaneous and effortless and extraordinary, like on its own terms. And if you were to say to a friend, yeah, I've been spending a month planning a sex date, that is a very unusual thing to say. So right off the bat, we are going to give you permission to put more effort and attention and energy into your sex life if you want extraordinary results.
And of course you can hear that like another should and another to do on your list. But it could also be this awesome thing like you're planning a birthday celebration, like you're planning a celebration of your flesh, of your relationship. You are intending to experience high levels of pleasure together and have an awesome time. It can be an exciting thing that you look forward to amongst the mundane things in your life, not something else that is mundane.
It's a gift you're giving both to yourself and to your partner and to your relationship.
And to your memory bank.
So what could this look like? So when we talk about epic sex, you know, this doesn't have to be swinging from the chandeliers, installing sex furniture in your home, anything like that. It could just mean bringing an extra level of attention and effort into the sex life you already have and enjoy, and putting some planning in so you create the conditions for an extraordinary experience. And this could be around an event such as Valentine's Day, a promotion at work, a birthday.
An anniversary.
It could be when you're planning a vacation together and have a 3-day weekend without the kids. You can use something like that as a catalyst for the kind of planning and attention we are talking about. Or you can just do this as part of your daily rhythms, right? Like you can plan for a very special date together just because you have a Friday night free next week and just start thinking about what could I do? What are the little things that I could bring to level up? And this means just breaking out of that rut, breaking out of your mundane life, even things like getting a house cleaner or putting a few hours in to clean your house top to bottom, sweep away the clutter. That little step can elevate your experience together. So that's just one thing, is kind of setting the stage. This is so much easier if you go to hotels or if you're on vacation, because they've done that for you. You have this blank slate of the hotel room. You have none of the reminders of your daily life. But if you're going to stay at home, clean the house.
Yes, and that's going to be relevant for some people and not relevant for others, or just feel like way too big for some people. You've got to work with your own life. And
what are you saying?
Well, some people are going to be like, I'm just never going to get a house cleaner before I have sex. Like, some people, it's too many barriers. We want you to be having sex. So if that is a barrier that you're like, well, that's never going to happen, so we're just not going to have sex, I don't want that to be the situation.
Okay, but it could be clean the house top to bottom, or it could be put clean sheets on the bed.
Right, right.
And get the laundry out of the room.
Totally.
And right? So there are these levels.
Right.
Okay, so set the stage. This also could mean bringing in flowers, candles, that kind of stuff. Some people love those little tokens of romance. Other people cringe at them. So again, make it your own. Whatever it takes to bring a little extra special attention into the space. Because I think the space is important. I think this is one of the elements people don't focus on enough, is setting the stage, warming the room, right? It's much easier to relax into nudity and sex and touch when the room is warm enough to be comfortable in.
I also think music. People are so specific about music choices, and it completely affects the experience and the kind of sex and touch and intimacy you're wanting to create can be just so influenced. And it's sort of hard to know what you find sexy music. Like, what is sexy music to you and to your relationship? It kind of takes some exploring, some navigating, some thought. So,
well, it depends on the erotic energy you're playing with. And this brings me into the next point, is you have to think about what kind of energy you're going to experience together. Is this epic sex date going to be super tender and loving and romantic? Or is it going to be a little bit more primal and bestial? Because those are going to affect your decor and your music choices. Think of it like you're directing a play and you want to set the stage. And this is something we talk about in our Kinky Sex Mastery course, because when it comes to kinky sex, you really do have to be the creative director of your own life. You're pre-negotiating sex scenes, you're deciding what will and will not happen, you're choosing roles, there's often props and accessories and costumery. Kinky sex is epic sex. And we can go into that maybe a little bit later, but this is one of the things, one of the skills we develop in the Kinky Sex Mastery course, is how to be the creative director of your own sex life. But you can bring that attitude to any kind of sex and really think ahead of what is the experience you want to create and how are you going to create that. And this exactly matches the idea of planning a party. And maybe we should think about planning epic sex as a party for two. Assuming it's for two, maybe it's three.
Or more, depending on your preferences.
But assuming it's for two, you know, a birthday party that is a little cocktail soiree with classic jazz in the background and little nibbles and beautifully curated cocktails is really different than a bowling alley party with pizza and beer. Totally different experiences, different kind of planning, different kind of decor, different kind of music, different outcome. And let's bring this creativity and this pre-planning to our sex life. And so creating a romantic, sweet date for two is a very different thing than creating the conditions to get playful and primal, and you're going to be naked and oily and wrestling in bed before you laughingly tumble into sex, right? Like, that's a different experience. And again, it goes back to permission. We don't give ourselves enough permission to plan sex. And part of that is, and what I'm hearing listeners say already is, but what if she's not in the mood? I put all this planning in, I create these conditions for great sex, and what if one of us just comes home from work that day and aren't in the mood? So what do we do then? What do we do if we have put all this planning in and the guest of honor, your partner, just isn't up for it or is feeling tired. How do we shift? How do we dodge that sense of failure or rejection?
Well, I think there's a lot of different ways you can handle that. One is if in that moment that is the case, then you just have to roll with it and be honest about what's happening right then and be like, all right, well, what can we do right now so that we'll feel connected and have a good time, even if we're not going to be having sex?
So drop the expectations, get authentic in the moment, and it's like, all right, we're not in the mood for sex, but let's
just have a great picnic with this food that we have and
talk
and just hang out. Uh-huh. No pressure. Let's just like, what is most important is that you're staying connected. Uh-huh. That is a success. Nothing else has to happen. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that can lead to really interesting conversations or some sort of breakthrough.
The sex act doesn't determine the success.
Right. It is about authentic connection and meeting each other where you're at. And so that is important. But I think that you can also prepare yourself for a sex event if you want to, whether that is throughout the week, you're beginning to text each other and say, oh my gosh, I'm so looking forward to that. Telling each other which pieces you're most excited about or what you're excited for and what you're going to do to them. So you can kind of begin to get yourself ready. But then also, if you know you're coming back from work before your epic date night, build in time to get yourself in the mood.
Go to a yoga class or the gym on the way home, or stop and have a cappuccino and take time to read the paper and decompress before walking in the house.
Yeah, whatever self-care looks like for you to feel ready for connection, for showing up for your lover. Maybe you do that separately, or maybe you do that together, going on a long walk together before you come home, meeting each other out for a meal. You know, there's right. So many different ways you can play with that.
Which is exactly what you would do if you knew you have a big fancy party to go to at Friday at 8 o'clock. You would think about, all right, what do I need to do at 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock to be ready for that party?
Totally. Totally. It's this idea that it is enough to be getting ready to meet and show up with your partner in your own home, for instance. And that is an event.
And again, just showing up at that party, you don't know how the party's going to go. You don't know if you're going to have great conversations, if the canapés are going to be delicious, if the music's going to be inspiring. You show up at the party with enough open expectations and willingness to have fun that you give yourself the opportunity to have fun, right? We don't show up at a party thinking, I'm going to talk to Brad at 8:30 and at 8:45, this is going to happen, because we all know that parties unfold in the way they do, and sometimes you have an extraordinary experience, and sometimes it's great and pleasant, and sometimes you're ready to leave a little early. So let's show up for our sex dates with just as much open-heartedness, curiosity, and willingness to have fun. Because if you walk into a party grumpy and being like, oh, this sucks, and everyone here sucks, and I just want to be home, you're probably not going to have a good time. And so let's show up for our sex dates, for these epic sex events, with enough willingness that good things can happen. And again, that's giving yourself permission, giving yourself the opportunity to have an extraordinary sexual experience, and pre-plan that a little bit. Because I think, again, the myth is that these things just happen out of the blue and they should be spontaneous. And if you wait your whole life for that to happen, like, how often on a Friday night do you just stumble into an amazing party? Like, maybe that happens once in a lifetime. But if we waited for spontaneous celebrations to happen, you are going to be waiting a really long time. And I think we need to change our attitude about sex away from the idea that it spontaneously erupts into these amazing peak experiences, and start giving ourselves the allowance, the permission to start planning them and creating the conditions to allow them to happen. And again, I'm reminded of the Kinky Sex Mastery course, partly because I've been working on it for over a year. We have an amazing group of couples going through the course right now. Enrollment is open if you're interested. But one of the things we talk about in the Kinky Sex Mastery course is this idea of pre-negotiation, laying out a date plan. We have entire date planners that you go through with your partner in advance to start talking about your desires, to start talking about what experience you want to have, to start talking about the roles and the goals of your experiences together. And knowing that if you don't do that, kinky sex is never going to happen. One of the amazing things that kinky sex offers you is this pre-negotiation where you put all your desires out on the table, you talk about them with your partner openly, and then you start creating the conditions for that to happen. And so if you want an experience of domination and surrender, for example, you talk really specifically about what that will look like, about your boundaries and what won't happen so you can relax into surrender. It's this whole process. And I think what's so magical about this process is it starts giving words. You start speaking your desires, having these conversations together in advance, and then having that anticipation and build up to the actual event. And the more successes you have, the more confidence you go in to these experiences with, and you start creatively designing your sex life out of this deepest place of both your own desires and your willingness to fulfill your partner's desires. And that's just a really beautiful thing in a relationship because it brings structure to that process in a way that we don't do in our sex lives very often. And that's how we get to these extraordinary experiences together. Okay, so we've talked about setting the stage, really clearing the space of your daily clutter or going to a hotel room so you have that blank slate. We've talked about bringing in extras and flourishes to create the zone and choosing your music wisely and kind of curating that sensual experience together. We've talked about showing up with an open-heartedness, with a willingness to have fun. We've talked about pre-planning what kind of experience you want to have and thinking ahead of time of what kind of erotic energy you want to play with. And we've talked about if you show up doing so with authenticity and allowing the experience to unfold without too many expectations or agendas.
Which is a lot. All of this is on top of this idea that you can talk to your partner about sex. And that is where the magic starts. Because so many people don't talk about sex at all. People who've been in relationships for many decades. So beginning those conversations and getting curious about what each of your desires are going forward. Where are we at right now? What do we want to explore right now? What is next for us in our sexual adventure together is a really massive conversation to have that is very unusual, I think, in this culture. And I think that is the beginning, that is the seed of having epic sex. And then all of this is on top of that and dissolving this idea that spontaneous sex is successful sex. We've spoken about that, but that's a really important myth to untangle for yourself.
So thinking about the conversation of what kind of sex do we want to be having? What do you want in our sex life? That is actually a very romantic, exciting conversation rather than clinical or
strange.
Right.
Yeah, it's deeply romantic to ask your partner, what can I do for you? What are you craving?
What would make your body feel amazing? What do you fantasize about? What are your desires? Starting those conversations. And this is where we like to have those conversations out of the bedroom when it's not really charged. These are great conversations for walks together, for long car rides, for lingering over a meal. These conversations are best had when you're just relaxed and at ease with one another. And notice how it feels to have these conversations. Do you get tense? Does one of you get kind of nervous and jittery? Because if so, what that is our cultural shaming about sex coming up in your body. It's culture telling you that you're not supposed to talk about sex, that talking about sex is dirty, that there's something wrong with it, that sex should be spontaneous. All of these myths, all of these shaming conversations play out in our bodies when we start to have these conversations. So notice, if you both can stay relaxed and have this conversation with as much relaxation as you would talk about golfing or the weather or great movies you've seen, that's a great sign that you are into a new stage of your sexuality where you can talk about it with ease and relaxation. But if one or both of you gets nervous, then you need to linger in this stage and have more conversation. That's a great sign that this is actually exactly where you need to be, right? Like if you get nervous or anxious, stay with that feeling. Don't run away from it. And maybe even talk about it. Why do we feel strange talking about our sex life out loud? What are you feeling? Where are you feeling it in your body? Who taught you that talking about sex is wrong? Those are good conversations to have too. So that's the starting point. We've kind of circled back. So start talking about sex, start really mapping out your desires together, and then give yourself permission to start planning sex dates, to start planning epic sex, and create the conditions where you allow yourself to have these peak experiences, because they're not just going to happen to you. You're not going to stumble in to a surprise birthday sex party of your dreams. You're going to have to create it for yourself.
That does sound fun.
Surprise!
And if you're having those conversations and you have no idea what you'd like to explore next, it's okay to admit that and say, I really have no idea, but I would like to explore, and then start with something you'd like to explore, whether that's the sensations of your hands just moving over my body for a longer period of time. Look for anything that you feel like you really enjoy already and build on it.
All right. If you have any questions about this process or want any support in creating an epic sex life for yourself, then we are always here for you. Come over to pleasuremechanics.com and be in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you and what's going on for you in your relationship. And remember to check out the podcast show notes page for episode 170 for our 10-step plan for an epic sex date, whether that's for Valentine's Day or any other day of the year. And when you are ready to master new erotic skills or go on the erotic journey of a lifetime with our kinky sex mastery course, come on over to pleasuremechanics.com and check out our online courses. They are fantastic tools for guiding you through the process of your next erotic adventure. Use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off the online course of your choice. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
Cheers.